Welcome to the Single Parent Podcast. Whether you've been a single parent for a while now or have just started on your journey,
the Single Parent Podcast is a safe place for single parents to get some great information and resources, hear the stories of fellow single parents, and connect with a strong and supportive community.
We want to help you go from surviving to thriving.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Single Parent Podcast. It's your host, Christina with a P, and I'm here with our wonderful, amazing Christina with an M. And Whoa. We're here to talk about Christmas, because guess what, guys? 2022 is wrapping up before we hit 2023. So I'm excited to have this conversation because this is our second Christmas episode, and that's really special to me. I know it's special to you, and I'm so excited to talk about what's different this year and, you know, what is it looking like for both of us on both of our ends? Because things are obviously different and life is so different and changing and evolving. And Christina, I want you to tell our listeners, what is going on for Christmas? What is going on in Christina M's world? Because there's a lot.
There's so much. And this was actually something that we chatted about a little bit before we kind of got going here, was not just Christmas, but the pressures around Christmas. Because I know growing up, I love Christmas. And I say love in the present tense, because I still love Christmas, even with all the shopping and, you know, parties and quote unquote obligations that you have around Christmas, right? So I do love Christmas. As a child, I absolutely loved Christmas. It was my favorite time of year. And my favorite memory actually is putting up a tree. And that's a tradition that I've continued with my children, is, you know, setting up the tree. And when I was a kid, you had that tinsel that you'd kind of
that real
stretch,
messy stuff.
That messy
everywhere.
Stuff. Yes.
When you're a kid, it got everywhere. The cat knocked the tree over. The tinsel was everywhere.
Yes.
That's just like POV that. That could be a really good reel.
Right? You could totally do that. And just in the context now, I totally see why my parents like absolved abolished the use of tinsel in our home. Because now when I think about tinsel, I kind of twitch and shudder. Like, no.
You know what else has been sort of abolished too is garland, like the really thick garland that wraps around the trees. You don't see it as often on trees. And I sort of miss that. And actually at work, we did a door decorating contest. And I was like, I'm getting garland and I'm bringing back Christmas, you know, circa 1999. I wanted it like to look like I woke up on Christmas morning and my door exploded Christmas. And I don't know who won the contest. Like, they haven't told us yet, but like, low key, sorry if any of my coworkers are listening, but like, my door is freaking awesome. And I just don't know if theirs are at the same caliber. I'm not saying they're bad, but mine's like the 90s.
Like a standout Christmas in your face kind of a.
Yeah.
I love
it's like knock it off your feet and you're just like, wow, that one looks like Christmas. Now, the creativity that went into some of those other doors for sure, but mine was,
So yours is like when you look at it, you immediately start singing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was like so loving every second of it. I decorated like the garland all the way around the door trim. And, you know,
nice.
I put a doormat on the floor to have a welcome into my office that I don't really use that much because I'm always running off my feet at work. But it's good. It's good.
You know, I actually have that garland around my tree. I still
do
that.
I love that.
Yeah, I still do that. My thing, though, is the last few years, I haven't invested in a new Christmas tree, and I need to because I've gone a little too old school, and I fight with lights now, and I shouldn't have to. I told my dad that. He didn't say a word. He just looked at me and went, like, yeah, rub it in. But when I plug in my tree, it looks like an Oreo. The top does not light, the middle lights, and the bottom does not light.
I've been there before.
Right?
I mean, yeah, it looks a little ghetto. but I mean, you're here for it. This actually, this year, I love Christmas tree decorating, minus like all the whining, like it's not the way I want it to look, you know, like the kids freak out. But because I moved recently, I got rid of all of my things and I had to buy a new Christmas tree. And I really wasn't in the Christmas spirit this year. And I was like, oh, do I have to do this? So I did, but I just bought like a really small Christmas tree. Like it's 4 feet. It is so small. And Ariana looked at the box. She's like, what is that? I'm like, well, it's not really what's like, what it looks like as long as you have one. But then I also forgot to buy like a star for the top. So my creative, almost 9-year-old, was like, I'm going to make a star. And she made a star and colored it yellow. And we taped that sucker on our tree. It's real ghetto.
Love that.
But you know what? It works. And like, she likes it now. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't take up a lot of space. It'll be really easy to take down. And I think next year, yeah, we'll go big again because we're used to like the 6-foot trees. But she's like, Mom, this tree is smaller than me. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I was like, but it's a little different this year. It's just the two of us. And that's a challenge. I never thought I would say there'd be a Christmas morning where I didn't have both my kids under my roof, because for the last 13 years, that's sort of the way it's been. Like my oldest has always been with me on Christmas morning, but with this move came a lot of compromise, and I knew that her dad would want to see her. So he is with her this Christmas. So she flew over the province and is spending Christmas with her dad this year. And I was like, are you sure you want to go? Like, you don't have to. And she's like, bye. And she was like, I'm going to the city. I can't wait. So she's not with us this year. So that's tough. And everyone's like, oh, what do you want to do for Christmas? And I've got a lot of invites because not a lot of family is around me. Well, no family actually is around me. I just have friends. But I was like, I don't know. And like, I've been putting it off, but I think I've made a final decision of like, I'm going to spend some time Christmas evening with friends, and they've invited me into their home, and Ariana's excited. But in the morning, I'd like to stay home with her and just have our little Christmas morning together, FaceTime some family, and do all those things that we typically would do on Christmas, even if her sister was here, you know. But
and that's really tough. You know, I went through that last year, you know, not having my kids at all at Christmas for the first time. So I know how hard that can be, you know, because you are so used to having her every single year, you know.
Yes.
So,
and I think I said last year, oh, I've never had to do that. That would suck. And now I'm like in the thick of it. And I'm like, oh, it does suck.
It does.
But at the same time, I'm trying to remember that, like, I still have one. I'm going to have to get rid of both of them. Thankfully. So that's not too bad. But yeah, like at first I was just like, I don't know if I got a little depressed about it. I was crying and just so upset. Like I was, because when I asked her, I was like, oh, do you really want to go? Like, you've never not had Christmas with me. Like, this could be your decision. And she's like, no, I want to go. And I was like, I don't know if it was like an ego thing or like what. I'm like, she like someone more than me. And I'm like, I know it's not a competition, but like low key,
feels like one.
That sucks. That definitely
it
sucks.
It does. Yeah. It does, because it creates this, it's not intentional, but there is kind of a perception of, well, who does Christmas better, right? Like we've talked about that before on the podcast, about how there sometimes is this silent competition between parents and creating experiences, and whether, you know, you're aware of it or not, there is that slight little one-upmanship sometimes, just, you know, whether it's just a little smidgen that you're feeling, or, you know, a big feeling, and it's very overt, because unfortunately some exes do engage in that kind of behavior, which me and my ex don't. But you can't help but feel on some level, you know, like, is she going to have a better Christmas this year, you know? And I went through that last year, and I understand, like, it, and it kind of sucks, because you're like, I shouldn't really be feeling like that, but like you said,
and then you have
a sense
of guilt if you feel like that, like, oh, I shouldn't be thinking like that, like, no, I shouldn't. But in my heart, I'm like, oh, no, my Christmas is always better.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I'm sure, let me be real here, like, I'm sure she's going to have a great time.
Yes.
With her dad and his girlfriend. And I'm so excited that she's able to make memories with both of us. And again, it was a compromise I knew that was going to come to fruition at some point with this relocation. But when you actually get to the airport and have to drop your kid off, and you know that, like, you're not going to see them on Christmas morning. But I mean, FaceTime's real, but like, it's not the same.
It's not,
It
no.
just, it, my heart sunk. And I remember I drove home and I just was like bawling like a baby. And I'm like, why am I so upset about this? But it's just, you never want to miss any memories with your child. You know, you want them
No.
to embrace all of these special moments with you. And you're like, oh, they're going to miss this or that. And that was sort of disappointing, but we did do some really cool things before she left. So I'm grateful for that. We did a new tradition this year. We typically didn't do this when I was living in Edmonton, but this year I really wanted to emphasize to the kids that Christmas is not just about receiving, it's about giving back to our community. And
Yes.
this year, we decided that we would bake all kinds of treats with some friends in our community. So we did like banana bread and Rice Krispie squares, cookies, cupcakes, and the kids all chipped in and helped. And we then delivered them to elders in our community that do not have diabetes. And we also donated them to the homeless people in our downtown core. So
Nice.
that was really special. And I know, funnily enough, the younger kids really, really embraced it more than my oldest. I was like, oh, like I really thought she'd be into it, but she's like, can we be done? And I'm like, oh, so there's more work to be done about like that giving back piece. But I had so much fun.
Yeah.
And then we ended up, just me and my youngest, we decided we would bake more cookies for like just our loved ones in our little, you know, spot. Like we made like five batches of cookies to give out. And she was like, oh, this is so much work. And I'm like, when it's a lot of work, it means that it means more, you know, like it's more than going to the store and buying someone a gift card because you actually had to put some oomph into it.
You
So
do. Yeah.
really, really just trying to emphasize that because she had kept asking about all these gifts and stuff. And I was like, okay, we need to do some work here on, you know, giving back and wanting
Right.
to make sure that it's not just about us, but it's about the world as a whole. And I think that's really, really important. And I hope that other people can create these traditions in their own homes and in their own ways and whatever makes them feel good, because there's so many causes that you can give back to at Christmas. But that is
Yeah.
definitely something that we are going to do every year, as exhausting as it is, because man, I was tired. Like you work all day and then you're like, okay, we're going to bake. And it's like it never ended. And then decorating and then getting it all together. And it's quite a adventure. Like,
I
let's
was
just
gonna
say
say
that.
ordeal, but sure, let's go with adventure. And you actually posted some on your social media with it. You just kept going like, good grief, the camera is still going with all of these cookies that you put together. So yeah, and that's so great that you're teaching that to your kids, right? Because I find just in general, we do tend to be a very consumer focused society on, more things, more stuff, and, focused on self, which is good. I mean, us as parents, we do need to focus on making sure like we're okay physically, mentally, emotionally, and all of that. But I think that there also is a line where it crosses over into to the exclusion of other people and helping others. And I think it's important, like you're doing with your kiddos, is to teach them. No, there are other people in this world, and they're not as fortunate as us that, we have food and clothing and shelter, and there are a lot of people who don't. And to bring some of that Christmas spirit and heart to other people is priceless.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah, so what are, well, I know one of your things is getting your Christmas tree up, and I know last year
Yes.
you talk about setting up your tree in your room. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, that's still a thing.
I
So the
love
place,
this.
yes, the place that I'm in right now is it doesn't have a very large living room area. And I place a caveat on that because my furniture is a bit larger sized. We do have a large couch, TV, TV stand, and piano in a very small space. So technically we could fit a tree down there, but I have no desire to move a piano or a couch right now. So
heavy.
Upstairs it goes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No, thank you. So yeah, the tree is still in my room, and it's actually become a tradition now that the kids are in my room Christmas Eve when they're with me, and they wake up Christmas morning and the tree is up, and I get myself a eye mask because I'm very light sensitive. So I suck it up for one night out of the year to have the tree lit and the kids there. And both kids are really looking forward to waking up Christmas morning and having the tree there and the presents and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this year it's nice to have them back. Last year was difficult, very difficult for me, not having them around. I spent it at my mom's, and my sister was there as well. So we, you know, us three single ladies kind of quote unquote hyped it up, which was really not much hype at all. It involved, you know, maybe
there was little chatter there.
Yeah, but it wasn't very much. I mean, it was a very pitiful amount for, you know, the time.
What kind of Christmas drink is that, right?
Apparently, it was very boring. I may actually drink a little more this year with my kids around. So
yes. they know it's Christmas.
Yes. But yeah, no, I'm very excited. I'm very excited for that tradition to continue this year, and, you know, hang out with my family. And I'm actually taking some intentional time off of work around the holidays. I'm taking 2 weeks off, which I'm very excited for, because I got to tell you, like, leading up to Christmas, I am feeling so overextended right now. And it's been happening over the last month with just, there's been a few things happening on the personal side. Work has been ramping up, which is great. But then everything's trying to wrap, and you've got Christmas on top of it. Like, there's so much extra when it comes to Christmas. And it's not a bad thing, but there are extra things to do, right? Like, you have extra gatherings, you have extra baking, you have extra gift buying and thoughts and, you know, towards other people and cards and all of that. And it's great. It's great when you share that with other people. But I am also very bad at placing high expectations on myself of having everything, quote unquote, perfect or finished, or, you know, I always have grand visions of me finished like a week and a half before Christmas.
That's never going to happen.
I know it's not, but I am an eternal optimist and I can't help it. I'm just programmed to think it will be different.
Like, all moms of the world, though, like, we all think that it's going to happen so nicely and we're gonna have everything done, but realistically, I thought I was done and I was like, oh, wait, I forgot this. Oh, I forgot that. So
there's
so many little extras that I still need to do. And I'm also working during the day. So it's like, there's only so many hours in the darn day. And then I work right up until Friday, the 23rd, and then it's Christmas Eve the next day. So like, what the heck am I supposed to do? Like, go on my lunch break. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, right. And the timing of everything too, I find over the last few years, because Christmas falls on a weekend, you work or you have school right up until Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. I love it when there's a bit of buffer time.
Oh, it right? helps. It
like when helps. When Christmas is midweek, oh, that's just like, mwah. That's perfect, because then you have, like, you finish work and then you have the weekend and then you have a few days before Christmas, you're on break. Like, that is just the perfect thing, right? And then you can take it easy, slow down. Because I know for me, work actually ramps up a bit before Christmas because I'm trying to get projects done out the door. There's a lot more communication, setting stuff up for January, trying to, like, not make myself, you know, in this giant holding pattern, because I know I'm going to be thinking about it over Christmas, and I don't want to be thinking about it over those 2 weeks, Christina. I really don't, because I'm bad for it, but here we are.
I think one thing, you know, because I'm in the same boat, it's like, oh, you're constantly thinking about, okay, what's 2023 and I need to map it out. But realistically, it's not realistic. And I feel like, give yourself a little bit of grace over that season and do some self-care, because we've all worked so hard. And it's funny because even just in the recent weeks at work, we had a wellness fair for moms, just to make sure that they're having some self-care before going into this holiday season, because so much of the time, we as moms or even dads, of course, we don't focus on ourselves. It's like about everyone else. And it's almost like we stop putting our air on the airplane and trying to
Oh,
think.
yeah, oxygen mask.
Yeah, it's like we're putting on our oxygen mask last and we're not doing it first like we're supposed to. And then we become depleted. And it's like, oh, you get to that break and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. And I think it's so important to, yeah, take a few days to just like right after Christmas. And then, you know, take one day to be like, okay, I'm going to plan for January so I feel like I'm good. I don't know if I'll do all this, Christina, in hindsight, because my daughter's birthday is 5 days after Christmas. So I didn't plan that, apparently. It's like I go from Christmas to like, okay, plan, birthday, boom. And then it's like, oh, I'm back at work. See you later. Oh, New Year's Eve. Don't forget that. But yeah, maybe if we could just have like one self-care day in there, that would be ideal. Yes. So I think even Christmas morning, I find can be quite nice. Like my plan though might not go according to, because usually what happens on Christmas is there's tears in the morning. I don't know if anyone else faces this. And the reason we have tears is because we have to set up all the stuff and I can't do it fast enough because as a single parent, like there's just me. And then there's like all these things like open this, put this together. I'm like, slow down. And then there's tears because it's like, I'm not doing it fast enough. So it's almost like I need to plan 1 year where I like put everything together, then wrap it. But I don't think I'll do it because that sounds like hell.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Or like you hire someone, there should be a job for people that they just come and like set shit up and then I can just like wrap it. And actually, if they could also wrap it, I would give them a tip. I hate wrapping. My back was like burning. I don't know about you and wrapping presents. Like I hate wrapping presents. I suck at it.
I don't mind it so much.
I think you I
do enjoy it. I do. I like wrapping it up and putting ribbons on things and bows and labels and just like doing that. I do enjoy that. I do. I have found it hard getting into it this year because things have been so draining for the last month. I actually had a bit of a crash today. And I had to stop. And I felt so guilty for it because there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. And I knew when I got home, I had an appointment this morning for an ENT. And I waited for half an hour and still wasn't shown into a room. So I went and said, hey, what's going on here? And they said, oh, he's running behind. There's two people ahead of you still. I'm like, I got to get back to work. So I had to reschedule this specialist appointment that I've been waiting for months because like I can't take the whole morning off to sit in your office, right? So that kind of started it. And there were a couple other things that happened and it just dominoed. And it was like I could not get out of that. It was the pressure of Christmas. It was work. It was this appointment that I've been trying to do. It was personal stuff I've been dealing with, with the ex over the last month. And it just all went.
Sorry for
did.
Laughing, but I've been there so many
you
times
can laugh.
This month. I'm like, why?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like it's like your brain just blows a fuse and I felt it go and all I could do when I was in my car, I actually had a lot of tears in my car driving home. Aww. It just really, it just did it. And I got home and I was about 5 or 10 minutes from home and I just kept repeating myself, just get inside, get under a blanket, it'll be okay. Get inside, get under a blanket, it'll be okay. So I did that, got home, got inside, got my fuzzy blanket.
Hell
and
yeah,
I
you
just,
did.
I just settled in and I just sat there for a good like 15, 20 minutes and just sat. And then I grabbed my laptop. I was like, admin day, we're going to do bookkeeping. We're going to move that over to this day from that day, because you know what? That's here we are. Here we are.
Yeah. It's
you
just
know,
a lot.
It just, yeah. Yeah. So I really reached a crash moment today with that. So I'm trying to remind myself to give myself some grace when that happens, because I'm very tough on myself when that happens, you know? And we're so good at telling other people, it's okay, you don't have to put this pressure on yourself, right? Like, we're so good at doing that for other people. But the minute it comes to us, I know for me, I'm like, No, I am not allowed to make a mistake. I must do everything right. And if I don't, I'm a terrible human being. And you're like, why? I would never say that to somebody. I would never say that to somebody.
Give yourself
anybody.
A little love. Give yourself a little love. You're doing a good job. It's okay. Every time you have those moments, just hear me like tapping on your shoulder, like,
yes,
Christina, it's okay. You're doing a good job.
It's okay, honey. Right? Like, I feel like we all need that, especially around this time of year, and especially as single parents who are dealing with Christmas. Cause I feel like we have to shoulder all of that. We don't have someone to say, hey, can you go get this half? And I'll go get this half. And then we'll work together to get this done. Mm-hmm. I know not every relationship is like that anyways. Sometimes there is a bit of an imbalance of effort when it comes to Christmas. I fully recognize that.
Oh, yeah.
But as single parents, we don't have an option.
Right. Well, that's funny that you said that. Like, I was just having a conversation the other day with a good friend of mine. I'm like, oh, how's like the Christmas shopping and all that going? And she's like, oh, like my partner bought all the stuff for the kids and he just said tapped out. Like, now you get to wrap it all. And I'm like, oh, that sounds nice. Like, you both like took a role. And I was like, I wish someone would like wrap the presents for me because that wasn't a good time. However, I did tap on my village as a single parent, and I knew I needed to wrap presents and like do some Christmas shopping on this past Sunday to get it done. Well, as done as I thought I was done, but really I'm not done. And I just said, hey, like, can you watch my kid for a couple hours? I need to do some shopping and I really want to wrap these presents while she's not home. Cause you know, you want to like spread it out. I don't know if you do this, but like I spread everything out, I put it into piles, and then it's like do 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 do, and you just, I hammered through that so quick. I think I dropped her off for about 2.5 hours. I did the shopping, put the groceries away too, because I did groceries at the same time, and I wrapped a crap ton of presents, and I was like boom 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 boom, and I was like, I am the best.
Yes, you are.
I was like, that was the best productive afternoon. But man, I was begged. And I still made a really good dinner that night. I was like, I'm going to still cook. We're going to share a meal and like spend some time together. And when she got home, we ended up baking cookies and then colored. And I was like, man, I'm really tired. I just want to go to bed. Can we go to bed now? She's like, yeah, I'm pretty tired too.
Like, good. We'll have no troubles at bedtime. Excellent. Good.
Right.
Good. I mean, kudos to you, because that's not easy to do, to throw in everyday life on top of everything, right? And I'm so glad you tapped into your village, because I know a lot of people, single parents, either don't have one or find it difficult reaching out. And I'm the latter. I find it difficult to reach out to my village sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. I really do. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt a little bit like, I don't know if I should. But then I was like, hey, I babysat for them like the night before. So I was like, it's your turn, buddy. Like, let's do this. But I've had to tap into my village even this week, because there's no child care and there's no school out here for this week. They actually finished last Friday. So I had to tap into some mamas that were off this week. And I was like, can you take her? I have to go to work. And everyone's been so great about it. They're like, of course, I can totally watch her, just drop her off. Like, once she had a sleepover one night. So it's been good. And I've got the whole week figured out. And then I just said, when the holidays come and I'm off, like, I'd be more than willing to like help out so you can have a day for yourself. And then it's like that give and take, right?
Yeah.
And that's, you just gotta do it, you know? And I know it's hard, but maybe if you can do like, hey, if you help me on this day, I'll help you back on that day. And it all works out. And honestly, in my opinion, my kids are more well-behaved when they're with their friends. Like, they just keep each other so busy. I don't even have to think. It's just like, I'll have an activity for them and then they're off to the races. And it's like chaos, but good chaos, because they're just having fun. And I love being that house that they can like come to and feel like, oh, it was really fun over there, you know? And I think everyone loves that, right? So, yeah.
100%. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm proud of you for reaching out to your village, because like I said, I struggle with that exponentially. And it really shouldn't be that hard to reach out to your village, right? Because when you have your village, they are people that you trust. They're people that, you know, you feel get you and understand you. So really, it shouldn't be a big deal, right? But I know for myself, I still have this complex of I should be able to handle everything. Like, you know, this.
You are one person, Christina. No. No, you
but
can't.
Christina.
you are one human. You can't do it all. I mean, you can, yes. But you're just going to like wear yourself down to like.
Exactly.
That depletion and that mental breakdown of just get home, get inside and get under the blanket. And how many times does someone have to do that before they're just like doing that every day? And then they go into a spiral, right? So tap, tap that village, tap, tap.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, right? Yes, you have to. You have to. And even for, you know, families who, you know, whose parents are together, you know, sometimes they, you know, we talk about single parents, us needing our village. I feel like just parents in general need to have a village, right?
Oh, 100%.
So all you families out there, all you parents who are with someone, still tap your village, you know?
Tap that make village. Sure, we know. Yeah. We know what it is.
We should make buttons. Tap that village.
Tap that village. I'm going to hashtag that. Can you remind me? I like
yes,
it.
Yes. We will
and we're gonna like we're going to make that like we're going to start a trend. And you guys let us know too on this episode that airs, like in the comments on social media, if tap that village is a thing. And if it's not, we can always delete it. But I think it's true though. Like a lot of my friends, they're not single parents. And I always tell them like, I am a single parent. You are not. There is a difference here, but we are parents. And I am just as much there for that village too. And I'm so happy for them. I'm like, wow, that's amazing that you made it work.
Right?
Like, what's the secret? Because as single parents, we don't want to be single parents. We want that other significant other in our lives. And some of my people that are closest to me, they are happily married. And I'm just like so appreciative of them. And you know what is even better about them is like there's two people that you can be like, yo, can you help out with the kids?
Yes.
But now they're starting to utilize the older one, right? They're like, oh, can she babysit? And I'm like, totally. Like, let's get her on that. So they got to remember, we got older kids. So if they got younger ones, you can help out too.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's interesting coming into this phase because I have a daughter who's coming into the teenage years. You're already there. And you mentioned, you know, that your eldest was like, yeah, no, I'm fine going away for Christmas. You're like, but, you know, like it's a new phase. It's a new dynamic when you get into those older years now. And I find that the way we do Christmas in particular has changed a little bit, you know, so the kids are better able to participate in wrapping gifts that they, you know, going to give to other people. And they're able to participate in that a little more, which is great. I love that they're able to do that. I have to say my son is a very exuberant little soul and he likes to do things, let's say, speed over quality. So we're working on that. Yeah.
We are the same. Love him. Because like I get it. Like I was like speed over quality. Like there's one present I should show, or maybe I could post it on the podcast. But I ran out of wrapping paper because like I thought I had enough. So I have one present that literally has three different types of wrapping paper on it.
Nice.
But like I put it on the back so she didn't notice. And then I just put a bow on the front so it looks real pretty. But if she flips that sucker around, there's three types, not one. And you know what? Speed over quality, honey, all the time. Unless that's not for everything in life.
We both know what we were thinking in that moment, and yes, no, we're yeah.
In that moment, well, she realized, in that moment, she fucked up.
And we were doing so good on track for a clean episode without me having to mark it explicit. Like, come on.
Oh, come on. I think every episode with me is going to be explicit.
Let's just
go there.
Like, it is. I think there's been maybe a couple of episodes.
No way. There's got to be at
there
least
is.
One F-bomb. Oh, really?
The last one.
Was I
the
in
last
that
episode?
One?
Yes, you were.
Oh, yes. That episode. Yeah.
That
let's
episode.
Just go back to Lindsay's episode. I adore Lindsay. I think that she's such an exceptional solo parent out there. And her story, and I was telling Christina about this. I was telling you, I said, I don't typically cry during an episode that someone is sharing their story, but Lindsay's story was something that touched me in a way that, like, I don't know, it resonated. It sat like so deeply in my soul that I just was like choking up. And I was like, hold it to frickin' get there, Christina. Like, yeah. What is going on? I was just feeling the emotion. And I wish Lindsay all the best in her journey of single parenthood. I don't imagine she's going to be single for long. She is quite the catch. So, I mean, not that I'm like trying to set her up with people. She's such a great human. And if you haven't listened to her episode, guys, like, go back and give it a listen. She's just a remarkable woman. I really did enjoy recording with her. I know.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Same way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always a pleasure to be a safe space for a single parent to tell their story, whether it's a single mom, yes, or a single dad. You know, we all face struggles in how we became single parents. We do. And I say this even talking about my ex, you know, and it's taking me a while. It's been about 3 and some years, coming up on 4 next year of the split. For those of you who've listened to my story, you know, there was a lot of feeling behind that. And mm-hmm. that, so to get to a place now where it's like, you know what? Yeah, I can recognize that there were some issues and struggles there. You know, I can honestly say it's for every single parent, no matter what situation you're in, you know, mm-hmm. coming to that point. But Lindsay's story in particular hit me right in the feels too. It really did.
Gut, and it just it felt like someone punched me. And she's such a good speaker, because when she spoke about her story, there was points in it where I was like, I get this. I totally feel what mm-hmm. she was feeling in certain moments that I was like, wow, yeah, like it, that's a story. That's a story to tell. So go listen, 100%. Guys. Go back and listen to that episode. They're definitely all good. I mean, we all have our favorites. But we can get into that in 2023 again, because I know we did that last year, talking about what were our favorite episodes. But you guys gotta tell us too, like, what were your favorite episodes this year?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. We'll say it on the podcast here. We'll do a post on it too. But definitely comment and tell us what your favorite episodes of 2022 were, because I know we have some favorites of ones that we did, and we've done quite a few. You know, we've done a lot over the last year and some there, but tell us because we want to
know.
Yes, and it'd actually be really interesting to find that out, and we'll talk about it on our next podcast, because what I'd like to do, and I am sort of speaking for Christina at the same time here, even though she has no idea what I'm gonna say,
we'll see if I agree. Let's do this. What is it?
So what I'd like to do in 2023 to kick off the new year is I'd love to do another host episode. We'll give you 2 consecutive episodes the Christinas, and we'll go back and we will talk about some of our previous episodes, and we'll also talk about ones that you guys enjoyed as well and why. So when you comment that you enjoyed a particular episode, you got to tell us why, because that for us, and I know for me in my job, that's what I love to hear, is the why. I feel like a little kid. Why?
Oh, you're the kid that probably was like, are we there yet? Why? Yeah. Why aren't we there?
Why?
I'm here for it. I think that's a great idea. And who doesn't want to hear us talk again?
Like, I know. I've actually been told that listening to episodes with us, I heard from a listener that it was like sitting down to coffee with friends. Aww. And I love that.
Yeah. That's a big heart to whoever said that.
Absolutely.
I'm like, them out. Who are they? Shout them out. Them out.
Now, I tried to remember who it was now. I know it was one of my friends, but I can't remember who exactly it was. I'll have to go back. You know what? If you're listening right now and it was you, tell me so that I can properly give you a shout out. But I do know it was one of my closer friends who
I
said
love
that.
that.
And it was just, it was so nice to hear, because that's the vibe we want to have here, right? We just, we're here and we're talking and we're chatting, and it's, you know, yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a vibe.
I like that. There's another hashtag. We just got another one. You guys are going to hate my hashtags for the episodes. Got to change it up a little bit.
SPP vibe.
Right. And I also want to give a shout out to our listeners. We obviously have our Christmas giveaway, or I guess when you guys hear this, it might be completo. And someone has won at this point, but there was a huge, huge response to this giveaway for Christmas. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for going in and liking and sharing and tagging and doing all the things. I think we're up to or close to or over 1,000 comments on this post. And it's going to be really, really fun to go through and mark how many you tagged. So thanks, guys. Really excited to do that. I'm really excited. Cannot wait to go through those. And I was like, do I just like scroll and then I tell you to stop? And then we put our finger down and see if they did all the criteria and then choose that. Okay?
No, that's so, no, we can't expose the game plan on air, Christina. Like you just literally monologued that away.
No, I'll do the dirty work and get it done and I'll mark everything down, but I'm excited for whoever this winner is. We don't know yet because it's not quite there on our clock yet, but if you know people that aren't following us, we want them to follow us, that we want them to listen to us. So keep sharing, keep tagging your friends in our posts. Like, hey, this would resonate with you. This is so similar to your journey, your story. Like, listen to this episode. This is going to give you some solidarity and make sure that you're not feeling alone. And we know there's more single parents out there. And statistically, we're reaching a lot in Alberta and British Columbia, but I know there's so many more out east and we want to reach them. And I know y'all have friends, so get tagging. We want to keep growing this podcast and seeing more following, so that way, you know, we're helping more people. That's the goal. This community is just going to keep growing and growing. So get tagging. We're here for it. We'll keep doing giveaways. You know, we did one for Mother's Day. We did one for Father's Day. We're doing one for Christmas. Like, we love doing that stuff. It makes us feel really good. I know it does for me. I'm speaking for Christina now.
No, you're accurately speaking for both of us, because it really means a lot when we hear this positive feedback from parents. And I've actually had comments from people in my circle who aren't even parents who listen to the podcast and they love it, you know, like it's so it's reaching and resonating with people on all different levels, which I love. So we're not pigeonholed into just single parents, but, you know, reaching people on a level, you know, and talking about topics that resonate with people.
A just human people level. General. It's a human level.
On a, like, human level. I love that.
Yeah. Like, it's, there's no gender specifics. There's no single parent, parent, non-parent, whatever it is. Single parent by choice. Like, there's so many different things to think about. But yeah. I've had that feedback too, that people are listening and I'm like, oh, you listened to it? That's amazing. What did you think? And they were like, well, I really enjoyed this episode. A lot of my non-parent friends liked the sex episode or like our dating episodes. They think they're hilarious and enjoy that. Yeah. But we could get way into that in 2023.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We'll do more panels. So, you know, in 2023, we like to do some more panels and some group discussions. And, you know, those are always fun because you get some good, you know, back and forth and
opinions, and
different perspectives. Yeah, absolutely. Which is always good. I am a fan of having differences of opinions sometimes, because it encourages me to grow a little bit, maybe see things from a different way. Even if it doesn't change how I feel about something, it's good to have another perspective to, you know, get you thinking.
We'll call it a healthy debate.
A healthy debate. A civil, healthy debate.
He keeps me civil.
I am in control of the mute buttons for everybody. So, you know, there's that.
Christina's gone off the wagon again. Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, like we're really excited for 2023. So like Christina said, make sure you, you know, tag your friends and, you know, tag your non-parent friends in posts that you feel that, you know, would resonate with them. And we're all here, we're both here for you. No matter where you are in your journey of life, parent, non-parent, single, married, in a relationship, whatever it is, we're all here for each other. And I know for Christina and I, we are so blessed. We feel so blessed to be able to do this podcast with each other for all of you. And we're very, very excited for 2023 to come around and wanted to wish all of you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, to get in everybody. There. Yes. Merry Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. And a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year. Yes, absolutely.
So go and do what you need to do. Follow us, subscribe to us, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the places that you listen. And we'll see you in 2023, guys.
You can find more great episodes featuring helpful information and amazing stories by searching Single Parent Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or visit www.lifesongfilms.com and click podcast.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember, we're all in this together.